ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪ್ರಭು ಪ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾ
ಜಯದ್ಗುರು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂತಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಗೌರಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂಜೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 9 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 18. Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastitaramya anugrunan gunavipramukto Anjastrinam anugrunan Durghanite padayugalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastitamya anugranan gunavipramukto Durghanite padayugalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastita titaramya anugranan guraviprahmat mukto Durghanite padayughalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastiram yanukran viguna vipramukto Durghanite padayughalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjasti dhamya guna vipramukto Durghanite padayughalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastitaram yanugranan gunavipramukto Yugala Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita Anjastitaram yanugranan gunavipramukto Durghanite padayughalaya hamsa sangha Vaishnavis Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela tavasna simha virincha gita Anjastitaram yanugranan gunavipramukto Durghanite padayughalaya hamsa sangha Soham priyasya suhruda paradevataya Leela katastava narsimha virincha gita अंजस्तितरम्यानुग्रणन गुण विप्रमुक्तो दुर्घानिते पदयुगालय हंस संघा सह दट अहम आई प्रहलाद महाराज प्रियस्य ऑफ द डियर मोस्ट सुहृदः वेल विशर परदेवताय ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लीला कथाः नरेशन्स ऑफ द पास्ट टाइम्स तव युवर नरसिंह ओ माय लॉर्ड नरसिंह देवा विरिंच गीता गिवन बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा बाय द डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन अंजा इजीली तितरमी आई शैल क्रॉस अनुग्रनन Constantly describing guna by the modes of material nature, vipramukta specifically being uncontaminated, durghani all miserable conditions of life, te of you, padayughalaya fully absorbed. In meditation on the lotus feet. Hamsa Sangha, having the association of the Hamsas or liberated persons who have no connection with material activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. O my Lord Narasimhadeva, by engaging in your transcendental loving service in the association of devotees who are liberated souls, Hamsas, I shall become completely uncontaminated by the association of the three modes of material nature and be able to chant the glories of your Lordship, who are so dear to me. I shall chant your glories following exactly in the footsteps of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, I shall undoubtedly be able to cross the ocean of nescience. Purport. A devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. As soon as a devotee can chant the holy name and glories of the Supreme Lord, he certainly comes to the liberated position. Attachment for glorifying the Lord by hearing and chanting the holy name and activities of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, certainly brings one to the position where material contamination is absent. One should chant the bona fide songs received from the disciplic succession. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the chanting is powerful when one follows the disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam imam rajashwayo viduhu. Manufacturing many ways of chanting will never be effective. However, chanting the song or the narration left by the previous acharyas, Mahajanayona Gatastapanta, is extremely effective. And this process is very easy. Therefore, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaja used the word anja easily. Accepting the thoughts of exalted authorities through disciplic succession is certainly much easier than the method of mental speculation by which one tries to invent some means to understand the absolute truth. The best process is to accept the narrations of the previous acharyas and follow them. Then God realization and self realization become extremely easy. By following this easy method, one is liberated from the contamination of the material modes of nature, and thus one can easily cross the ocean of nescience, in which there are many miserable conditions. By following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, one associates with the hamsas or paramahamsas, those who are completely freed from material contamination. Indeed, by following the instructions of the acharyas, one is always freed from all material contamination. And thus, one's life becomes successful, for one reaches the goal of life. This material world is miserable, regardless of one's standard of life. Of this, there is no doubt. Attempts to mitigate the miseries of material existence by material methods will never be successful. One must take to Krishna consciousness to become really happy. Otherwise, happiness is impossible. One might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life also involves tapasya, voluntary acceptance of some inconveniences. However, such inconvenience is not as dangerous as material attempts to mitigate all miseries. Very nice purport. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kathamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Avadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. In the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj prayed. Anyone remembers what was yesterday's theme of the verse? He is telling. In the previous verse, he said, Shokagnina Sakala Yoneshu Dahyamanaha. So, he explained the miserable condition of material existence. And then Prahlad Maharaj said, Dukkaushadam Tadapi Dukkam Atadhyan. So even the remedy for the misery itself is more miserable than the remedy misery itself. And then in today's verse, yesterday he described the position of material existence, miserable condition of material existence, and in today's verse he is giving how he wants to cross over. Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, so I shall cross over this. He is saying, oh my Lord Narasimhadeva, how he wants to cross? By engaging in your transcendental loving service. How he wants to engage in transcendental loving service? In the association of devotees. What kind of devotees? Who are liberated souls, hamsas. Then he is saying, I shall become completely uncontaminated by the association of the three modes of material nature. And then, what he want to do? He want to do, be able to chant the glories of your lordship, who are so dear to me. So, what is the result of chanting that? I shall chant your glories following exactly in the footsteps of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, by following in the disciplic succession, in this way, I shall undoubtedly be able to cross the ocean of nescience. So he is giving the solution. And in the purport, beginning Srila Prabhupada, it's a one-line statement he gave. Anybody remembers the first line of the purport? Yes, you'll get special prasadam.
He said, a devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. It is the sum total of the entire life of devotee and the duty. A devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. So this is what we want. So how we want to conduct our life and what are our duties. What is our life? Devotee's life? What is the goal of our life? Yes, spot on, very good. It's so nice, even big scientists, big yogis, philosophers, they think so much, what is the purpose of life, what is the aim of existence. But a small child in Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, knows the purpose of life, attaining Krishna Prema. Isn't it? Attaining Krishna Prema. And to attain that, how we have to do? That's the duty. So we have all the scriptures, whole parampara is there to give what are the duties you have to perform to attain this goal. We have mission statement, we have vision statement, both are there. And in the verse beginning, Prahlad Maharaj said, Soham Priyasya Suhruda Paradevataya. So he's telling Narasimhadev, you are the only lovable object in this entire existence. Soham, to me, you are the only lovable object in that entire existence. Priyasya, he's saying Priyasya. We have so many lovable objects. You know, right from our childhood as we're growing, we have so many lovable objects. They come and go. Every time, you know, as we're growing, we have different things we get attracted to. But the ultimate attraction we should develop is to Krishna. Soham Priyasya. So our only Priyasya, ultimately we have to develop to Krishna. So other than that, there is nothing exist. Because the body itself is temporary, and whatever attachments, whatever lovable objects we attain to this body, they are going to go at certain time. But the attachment we develop to Krishna, that stays eternally. Why? Because the attachment to Krishna is not on the bodily level, the soul. Because the soul is eternal, so the attachment to Krishna is also eternal. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Neha Vikrama Nashosti. So by following this process, the love one develops to Krishna, he says, even a little bit, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya, even a little bit of advancement we make, little bit of love we develop for Krishna, the process or anything we develop in relation to Krishna, that is not going to go any waste. But whereas, on the other hand, whatever we develop attachment, whatever love we acquire for the material objects in this world, including family, children, anything, your name, fame, position, that is going to go by end of this life. So new life, again you have to start from new. But whereas the attachment and love we develop for Krishna, that is not going to end in one lifetime. This lifetime 10%, next lifetime you start from the 10%, 11%. So that will continue. So that's why here it is said, to whom paradevataya? And how leela katas? So this is the life of a devotee, leela katas. So we want to follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas, leela katha. So our only object in the life is to attain love for Krishna by reciting his leela katha. We have so many kathas in our life, no, since childhood. Our life itself is a katha. so many things. You get up, you have to pay this bill, that bill. It's like a movie, somebody is dictating you. You know, when I was a child, I used to think as if I used to think, am I acting in someone's movie? Somebody is directing me? Because nothing goes in my wish. Want to do something, something else happen. Want to study, I want to become first class, but nothing sink in. So our life itself is a story reel. You get up, you do these things, that things, some uncertain things happen. But these are all different kathas. And people are very much attracted to hear about kathas of different people who are successful in their life. Now they are very prominent in the world, reading biographies of great politicians, great heroes, great social reformers. But those kathas are just actions of three modes of material nature, nothing more. Any big scholar, any big personality we take, is just maximum their life story may be up to the goodness to its peak, but not transcendental. But whereas the Leela Katha of the Lord and the in relationship with the Lord, Tatiyam, in relationship, his devotees, their Leela Kathas are nowhere comparison to material kathas. But you see, cinema industry is such a big thing. It's just an illusory creation of somebody's storyline. Illusory creation, not even real. But people put so much effort, so much money, and they are into it. They fight for it. And they sing the songs of those movies, which is nothing but three modes of material nature, and just glorifying temporary beauty of somebody. Temporary beauty, it's not even permanent beauty. But whereas the Leela Katha of the Lord, the qualities and pastimes and the beauty, everything about the Lord is so purifying, and they are the original substance. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vastavam Vastu. So that is the original substance. So that substance, when we try to take it, that purifies us. That's why he says, Leela Katastava Nursimha Virincha Gita. Virincha, Brahma, following in the footsteps of the disciplic succession, beginning with Brahma. So we are very fortunate. Which sampradaya we are in? Gaudiya Sampradaya. What is it called? Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are coming in that disciplic succession. So what are the different sampradayas are there? So there are four prominent sampradayas, correct? What are those? Sri Sampradaya. Ramanuja Acharya is the Acharya for that. And? Rudra Sampradaya. Who is the Acharya for Rudra Sampradaya? Vishnu Swami. Yeah. And Nimbarka Sampradaya, what is that called? Kumara Sampradaya. And Brahma Sampradaya. Who is the Acharya? Starting from Brahma, Acharya is Madhvacharya. And we are in that line. And other than this, these are the prominent Vaishnava Sampradayas. And each Vaishnava Sampradaya has their unique mellow. So among these four Vaishnava Sampradayas, our Vaishnava Sampradaya, Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, has the highest mellow. So what are the different mellows? Madhurya will go from the big lower to higher. Shantaras, Dasya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and then like Madhurya Rasa. They are like a sugar in the different forms. Madhurya Rasa is considered the highest. So in our disciplic succession, who is coming? Why it is so famous? Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which we are following. Exactly. So it is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yes? Krishna himself. But that is half answer. Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he is non-different to Radha Krishna combined. So he is combined form. And he is giving Swabhakti Shriyam. He says, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Karunavathirna Kalau. So he appeared in this Kali Yuga, Karunavathirna. So he is the compassionate Karunavathirna. And what is he giving? Samarpayitim Unnato Jalarasam. So he is giving Unnato Jalarasa. Unnata, very highest form of rasa, mellow. Swabhakti Shriyam, to his own lotus feet. So that's the fortune of our sampradaya. And especially in the Gaudiya Madhava Vaishnava Sampradaya, even the more speciality is Srila Prabhupada. So that it is coming from Srila Prabhupada. The ISKCON society is very, very unique, although there are so many sampradayas. And if you just Google it, just to get some knowledge, I was searching last night, how many different sects are there within Vrindavan, those who worship Radha and Krishna. There are 188 different acharyas are there. 188. And their mood, way of worship, you know, the process, everything is different. And I was considering what is so special, you know, the opportunity which we got is so unique. Because our teachings are directly coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya, and he is not just founder acharya for us. For the entire Kali Yuga, which is going to come, he is the acharya for entire Kali Yuga. His teachings, his books. So that's the unique. And what we are following is based on the strong Siddhanta is coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande, Balapya Anugrahat, Tare Nana Matagraha, Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagara. He says, I offer obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by His mercy, even a small child can cross the ocean of... anybody knows here swimming? Huh? Swimming, you know? Yeah? Okay. How many laps you can do? Two? Yeah, two? Oh, very good. Obstacle laps, have you ever tried obstacles? So while you're swimming, we put little obstacles, we put a rope, so you have to jump like that. No? What if in your swimming pool, I will send some crocodiles and sharks? So easy? No? So crossing the ocean of material existence is like, no, swimming across the ocean, but in between there are so many crocodiles and sharks, different ocean, ferocious animals are there. So you had to cross all of them. And here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, but those who take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande Balapyad Anugrahad, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a little child, he can cross. He says, Taren Nana Mata Graha. Graha means crocodiles. Mata Graha. Different theories are there. So if somebody want to establish his connection with the Supreme Lord, he want to know what is the purpose of life, If you go in the Google, that's it, smash. Only fortunate soul will get, you know, direction to Vedabhyas or the Hare Krishna Melbourne website. But otherwise there are so many things, Nana Mata Graha, to cross. And he says, but if one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagara. So he can easily cross over. He can easily cross over. So our only way to cross over the material existence is following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. That's what here Prahlad Maharaj also saying. Leela katastava nursimha virincha gita anjas titaramya anugranan guna vipramukto. So by following that, I will become guna vipramukto. So I will completely freed from the contamination of the gunas, three modes of material nature. So that's why in the scriptures we see every, you know, you take Nectar of Instruction, you take Srimad Bhagavatam, you take anything in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna telling, evam parampara prapto, you have to follow the parampara. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is telling, in the 13th chapter, so when he describes what is knowledge, in the section 8th verse to 12th verse, in those verses he is telling, he explains different qualities of knowledge. If somebody want to claim, I am a knowledgeable person, so he must have, you know, fulfilled all these criteria. He should, if he has amanitvam, anambatvam, so like that Krishna explains. Then final line he says, Krishna tells, if one has these, he is considered knowledgeable. If he doesn't have these things, he is useless. So that is considered nescience. So you see, material education is so vast. There are so many universities. Within this Australia, although population wise very small country, there are so many universities. You know, Melbourne University, RMIT, and consider the whole world. There are prestigious universities. But if they are not teaching this 13th chapter, verse number 8 to 12, Krishna is telling. Krishna says, I declare, other than this is nescience. So we have to follow that. In that, first thing Krishna tells, Acharyopasanam. So there also Krishna is telling, knowledge means one who is in knowledge, he will take shelter of the Acharya, Acharyopasanam. Accepting the bona fide spiritual master. And he says, with the knowledge, what we want to see? Janma mrityu jaravyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. And there is nobody in this world teaches us, you know, dukkha doshanu darshanam. You have to pursue this miserable condition to cross over. No, even in the army or anywhere, or you go to the doctor, first thing what they want to do to treat, so they have to identify where the problem is. So similarly in the material world, so our education has to help us to identify the real problems of life. So real problems of life, Krishna is telling, dukkha doshanu darshanam. Janma mrityu jaravyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. And how we know that? By following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. Satam krupa. So we need the mercy, and it is says sadhu vartmanu vartanam. So we have to follow in the footsteps of the sadhus. And it is also mentioned in the Nectar of Instructions. It says, Utsahad Nishchayat, anybody knows? Dhairyat, Tatra Tatra, Pravartanat. Satavritte, it says, Satavritte. We have to follow in the footsteps of Sata, devotees. So, every verse after verse, it tells us, no, we have to follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas. For what purpose? To cross the nescience. So in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained, to understand the absolute truth, we need not to invent any means. You know, there are so many ways and means. Some people, they make movies also. So you don't need to follow any guru. You don't need to follow any book.
Eto mat tatho pat.
You can follow whatever you like. And they give customized prescription also. Okay, you want to eat meat? Okay, you can do that, but you just chant this mantra. You want to this? No problem. You don't worry about your illicit sex relationship? You can continue. But just follow this process. You can cross. No, we have to follow in the sadhu vatmanu vartanam. Acharyas, previous acharyas. And in the Bhagavatam, last instructions, Krishna gives to Uddhava. There also he gives Avanti Brahmanas. There he tells Bhikshu Gita. Bhikshu also praying. No, I want to cross the ocean of this nuisance. How he want to cross? There he says, Etam sa astaya paratmanistam. So I will firmly fix paratmanistam. I will fix in my worship to the paratmanistam. And Abhyasitam Purva Tamo Maharshibi. He says, I will follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And then Tamo Mukundangri Nishayvayava. He says, by that, Aham Tarishyami Durantaparam. So I will Tarishyami. I will cross over this Durantaparam. He also telling Durantaparam. It's very, very hard to cross, but I will cross. Just by holding on to the instructions of previous acharyas. So for us, it's very easy because all the instructions are encapsulated in the form of Srila Prabhupada books. It's very easy. So that's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, where demigods, 2nd chapter, demigods are offering prayers to whom? Krishna in the womb, to Mother Devaki. So there, demigods pray, O Lord, so your great devotees, they use the boat to cross this ocean. They use your instructions. They crossed it, but they didn't take it with you, with them. Now if somebody is crossing ocean with the boat, now you take your boat, but you don't leave the boat because you had to cross the ocean in that boat. But whereas the acharyas, when they crossed using the boat, but they left that boat on this side for us to cross. So Srila Prabhupada left his teachings for us to cross. In the purport of that particular verse, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains. I would like to read that purport. Where is that? This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2, verse number 31. Okay, I'll read the entire purport. First translation I'll read. There it says, O Lord, who resembles the shining sun? You are always ready to fulfill the desires of your devotees, and therefore you are known as a desire tree, Vancha Kalpataru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nuisance, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. So Krishna accepts the method. This statement reveals how the merciful acharyas and the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead together help the serious devotee who wants to return home back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. One can achieve the seed of Bhaktilata, devotional service, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The duty of the Guru is to find the means according to the time, the circumstances, and the candidate by which one can induce to render devotional service, which Krishna accepts from a candidate who wants to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead? So we see in our case also Srila Prabhupada, he found the means. The means is chanting the holy names of the Lord. And he adjusted according to the time and circumstances. So we know that famous story where Prabhupada first said, everybody should chant 64 rounds. And devotee said, Prabhupada, we are Westerners, we cannot able to do. Times has changed, we have to work, we have to maintain. Mind cannot be stable. Then Prabhupada said, okay, 32. Prabhupada said, devotee said, still, Prabhupada, we cannot do. Then Prabhupada said, at least 16, there is nothing less. So 16 is minimum. Prabhupada adjusted for us. Because he is the Acharya for the entire Kali Yuga. And then he said, purport says, after wandering throughout the universe, a fortunate person within this material world seeks shelter of such a guru or acharya who trains the devotee in the suitable ways to render service according to the circumstances so that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will accept the service. So Srila Prabhupada gave us the means how we have to engage in daily activity, deity worship, guru puja, tulasi, arati, bhagavatam, association of the devotees, everything Srila Prabhupada has given. And in the deity worship, after worshipping Srila Prabhupada, we offer a verse. He says, what is that? Namasrestam manuapi sachaputram atrasvarupam. So Srila Prabhupada has given namasrestam. He has given the best name, the holy names of the Lord. Manuapi sachiputram. He gave worship to Sachiputra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Atra Swarupam. He gave association of Swarup Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, in the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swarup. Manumapi Sachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Agrajam. So he gave us the association of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in the forms of their teachings, Bhakti Rasamruta Sindhu, Nectar of Instructions. Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim. So he gave, if we are, at least to myself, if I am not in ISKCON, come in contact with the devotees, there is no way for me to understand the glories of Mathuradham. There is no way for me, at least, to understand the glories of Vrindavandham. So although people may conduct tours to go Vrindavan and Mathura, it just become as another sightseeing. Now, we cannot see the hidden glories of Vrindavan with our naked eye. The Srila Prabhupada mercy on us. Urupurim, Madhurim. And not only that, he gave Radhakundam Girivaram. So he gave Radhakund Shyamakund for us to understand. And he gave Girivaravaram. So he gave the Govardhan. If we go, I remember I took my family to Vrindavan. For them it's just another sightseeing place. Okay, we'll go to Vrindavan, we'll go to Radhakund, we'll go to Shyamakund. We heard Govardhan Giri. We go, that's it. They say, oh, rocks are there, that's it. They cannot see Krishna in that. Because we need eyes to see. We need Acharya. Satam Krupa is required. So Srila Prabhupada gave everything for us. Therefore, it is to find the means by which devotee may render service according to the references from Shastra. Srila Prabhupada, although adjusted according to time, place and circumstance, but he did not deviate from the conclusions of Shastra. So that's very, very important. What Srila Prabhupada has given is enough for us to cross this ocean and attain the shelter of the Lord. So there is nothing more required. There is nothing else we have to look outside. And there is nothing that Srila Prabhupada, you know, the teachings which Srila Prabhupada given is not that I have spent 10 years in ISKCON, so I will understand everything. I have spent 30 years. No, it's a state specific to the degree of purification we attain by the process. To that extent, Srila Prabhupada books will reveal to us. So they are the books for not just one time I read and keep it aside. No, it's a lifetime career for us. So you read first time, your understanding is to some extent. Second time you read, you feel like you are reading for the first time. And your consciousness, because purified, you see with more elevated consciousness. Third time, fourth time, as we continue our devotional service, hearing and chanting, and you read Srila Prabhupada books, we can go to the ultimate success. We can go to the end of the Ujjvala Rasa. So we need not to go outside. Srila Prabhupada has given everything in his purpose. Srila Prabhupada purpose, you know, while doing Bhakti Vaibhav, we were studying. So every purport, you see Sridhar Swami comment, conclusions, you see Jiva Goswami's conclusions, you see all other Acharya's conclusions in the purports of Srila Prabhupada. You don't need to go anywhere else separately. And highest form of rasa, who can give other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So we have in the form of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there may be so many sects in Vrindavan. People try to look into different windows. It says grass on the other side always greener. So people think what we have now, they cannot appreciate. They always think, oh, somewhere else they are. So they try to go. And there, they just explain beyond their realization. And people think, okay, I heard and read that this is what we want to achieve. I will just, without having the consciousness, people just go there to hear. But Srila Prabhupada books us to prepare where we are at, purifies and elevates us. In the same purports, you can experience and read the highest conclusions because they are coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different to Radha and Krishna. Who can give the highest rasa other than Srimati Radharani? Not even Lalita and Vishakha. Because Radharani is the topmost devotee. Vrajeshwari. So that's the greatness of our parampara. So in this, Srila Prabhupada says, Rupa Goswami, for example, in order to help subsequent devotees publish such devotional books as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is our guiding principle. That is our, you know, constitution. So anything we want to check, any process other than mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you can keep it aside. Just follow what Rupa Goswami has given. Thus, it is the duty of the Acharya to publish books that will help future candidates take up the method of service and become eligible to return home back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. And so Srila Prabhupada has given his duty, he has given all the books. And now Prabhupada mentions, in our Krishna consciousness movement, this same path is being prescribed and followed. Thus the devotees have been advised to refrain from four sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling, and to chant 16 rounds a day. So that's it. Srila Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, how we can go back to spiritual world? Prabhupada said, just follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds minimum day, your ticket is guaranteed. And just be aware of not committing any Vaishnava Aparadhas. Otherwise, for sure ticket. Nothing else required. So these are bona fide instructions. Because in the Western countries, constant chanting is not possible. Although Krishna gave instruction, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. But we cannot do Sada. So at least 16 rounds we have to do. One should not artificially imitate Haridas Thakur, but should follow this method. What is the method? Chanting 16 rounds and following four regulative principles. Krishna will accept a devotee who strictly follows the regulative principles and the method prescribed in the various books and literatures published by the authorities. The Acharya gives
So now Srila Prabhupada explaining. So what is the mood of an acharya? How he sits? The acharya gives the suitable method for crossing the ocean of nescience by accepting the boat of the Lord's lotus feet. And if this method is strictly followed, the followers, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. This method is called Acharya Sampradaya. It is therefore said, Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantraste Nishvala Mata Padma Purana. The Acharya Sampradaya is strictly bona fide. Therefore, one must accept the Acharya Sampradaya. Otherwise, one's endeavor will be futile. So we are very fortunate. We are in the Acharya Sampradaya. Sri Narottama Das Thakur therefore sings, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Haya E Abhilas. One must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over nescience will surely be successful. So all our activities will be successful when we follow instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And towards the end purport, Srila Prabhupada, making a point. So this material world is miserable regardless of one's standard of life. So improving the standard of life, yes, it is required. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also recommends one should have a peaceful life to render devotional service. Yes, we can endeavor for that extent, but not increasing the standard of life after life after life, not just one generation, two generation, three generations. That is not going to give any solution, because every soul which comes to our contact, it may be your immediate children, it may be your extended children, maybe grandchildren, they are all carrying their individual karma. Janma Aishwarya Shuta Sribi. So they are carrying their individual karma. Although you may be a great millionaire now, down the line, when your grandsons or great grandsons' turn come, they may be paupers and beggars on the street. Now I have seen in my own example, before my birth, family has so many properties. My sisters, everybody enjoyed. Now I was born, I was okay. By the time I grown up to the youth age, all the properties, everything gone. Even at the 10th standard, I had to start working. So whole thing changed, because that can happen to anybody. So one may be born as a millionaire, but by the time he progresses, all the wealth gone. He may be somewhere. That's what we see in the world. Everything changes. So, but only thing which comes along with us, the devotional service, devotional love we develop for the Lord. So that carry forward to the next life. And then Prabhupada mentions, this material world miserable, regardless of one's standard of life, of this there is no doubt. Prabhupada is saying, no doubt. Attempts to mitigate the miseries of material existence by material methods will never be successful. So they are not going to change. And he says, one must take to, so this is very important, one must take to Krishna consciousness to become really happy. Because by end of the life, although we may be achieved to the pinnacles of material success, you may be becoming a CEO of a company, you may be becoming the prime minister of the company, or the, of the country, but you leave the body, that's it. You are called dead body. They don't even call you with the name. They call dead body. And Andachiti only. So all the name, fame, everything, they maybe put a statue, if at all you are great politician or somebody, or at least you may be on the photo frame. Once in a year, they may be clean and put a garland, if you are fortunate. Otherwise, nobody cares who are you, where you are. But
If we become Krishna consciousness, entire three worlds glorify. Oh, this person became devotee. Life after life, he is traveling from one womb to another womb. At least now he became to the right purpose. Demigods also glorify if one is becoming a devotee. They see, oh, finally he is coming out of the material existence. Every action required little endeavor.
So that's why Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, towards the end, one might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life also involves tapasya. You know, we say, oh, chant 16 rounds every day. You know, people try to do so many things to become happy. You know, you watch a movie, 1.5 hour gone. It's just a fictitious movie. Somebody's illusory composition. 1.5 hour gone. But what to speak, when you chant, you are naturally becoming happy. But people say, oh no, I don't want to chant. I don't want to spend time. But they will spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars to becoming happy by going casino, by going this, that trip, this trip, TV channel, that channel. But that will not make them happy. And little tapasya is required. Even to earn money, do you think it comes very easy? No, you had to please so many people. So many people. You had to make so much drama. Now, I have worked in the corporate industry. No. Now, you have to learn this certificate, that certificate. You have to please your boss. Although you don't like the boss face, you have to smile and say, good morning, boss. So many dramas we do. And why can't we do for our own life? So that's what here Prabhupada is telling. One might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life also involves tapasya, voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience. However, such inconvenience is not as dangerous as material attempts to mitigate all miseries. It's not as dangerous because other things are dangerous. Now, one may be working for a great company and pleasing everybody, even greatest politician, he may be pleased the whole country, whole world. He is named as a great person. And he passed away, he did not develop any tinge of love for the Lord. Then again, punarapi jananam, punarapi janani jatareshaya. You know, again he has to go, pass through 8.4 million species. Maybe with his pious activity, he may be getting some opportunity to take birth again. So what's the use? So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Narada Muni is telling, Tvaktaha Swadharma Sharanambujam Hare, Bhajanna Pakko. So although one may be taken shelter of the Lord, and he rendered devotional service a little bit, but he did not complete it, he fall down. There is no loss. But if somebody performed all his material duties, like a good father, he gave everything to their children, he worked so hard, gave everything. But at the end of life, he did not give any devotion to their children. There is no gain in that. There is no gain in that. And one may ask, okay, I have taken devotional service, but the problems in my life is not going. So again, in the first canto, 5th chapter, Narad Muni explains, but the sufferings of a devotee is not like sufferings of a material person. And there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada tells, the sufferings of a devotee are supervised. Like sometimes we send our children under someone's teachings. We tell them, oh, you scared my child. He is not listening to me. Our king sometimes send their prince to train. During training, a teacher may be punished. That punishment is to rectify the child. Whereas the suffering, in the purport Srila Prabhupada mentioned, the suffering of an orphan and the suffering of a king's child, both are entirely different. For an orphan, there is no one to look after. And who is an orphan? Who is not in the shelter of the Lord. Who is not in the shelter of the Lord, they are considered the orphans. But those who are in the shelter of the Lord, they are the real ones who are having the guardians. In the later verses, we see
I think next verse after that verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, even the doctor cannot save that suffering patient, dying patient, even the boat cannot rescue the sinking people in the ocean. So similarly, so we have to take only shelter of the Lord. So although we undergo so many tribulations which are coming from our past deeds, so Brahmaji, as he said, we hold on to the lotus feet of the Lord. So then we become the rightful heir to attain Mukti Pade. So to attain the ultimate success, devotional service. So we hold on to that. We hold on to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So two things. Our life, Prabhupada in the beginning of purport mentioned, a devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. So our life purpose is to attain pure devotional service, love for the Lord, and our duty is follow instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So that's it. There is nothing more for us to do. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments and corrections, please. Hare Krishna. Mike? That's okay. Hare Krishna. Very good. The question is, it is mentioned that other than devotional qualities and knowledge, other are considered nuisance and useless. But if we have material qualities, they also help in rendering devotional service. So do we completely neglect material qualities? Actually, in the Nectar of Devotion, and it is originally coming from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, instructions to Sanatan Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the 64 qualities of the Lord. 64 qualities of the Lord. So all the required qualities are existing in the personality of Krishna. And there it is mentioned, a jiva possesses a tiny fraction of them. Only the perfected person have up to 75% of those qualities. And in those qualities, and whatever expertise we see in the material existence, everything is mentioned. So bhakti automatically invokes our qualities. But the training we can take from, if it is required, you know, it is mentioned, Chanakya Pandita says, so you can accept instructions, good teachings, even from a teacher who is coming from the low class. You can, like, you accept gold from a filthy place. So similarly, good instructions, good skills, if they are helping us to becoming a devotee, and very nicely, if you can serve with those skills, they are okay, taken. But only good skill without any devotional service, they are useless. So that's what we see. Like, say for example, book distribution needs some skill, isn't it? So we take training. So we see how different people do marketing. how they interact with people, how they communicate with people. So we train those, we get those. Similarly, in the kitchen, we undergo training. So we undergo safety skills, and we undergo cleanliness standards. We also learn different recipes, how you can preserve. So all those skills are required. But we use them, all the skills. That's why it is mentioned, Rupa Goswami gives. So what is the way? Anasaktasya vishyan yathardham upayunjita. So he says, we don't reject everything, but we use everything in the service of the Lord. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Chate. So we everything, dovetailing. So that's why Srila Prabhupada said, okay, you are expert in doing some certain thing, you use that. You are expert in singing, you use that in the service of the Lord. You are expert in preaching, use that. You are expert in talking, use that in the service of the Lord. So everything we have to use in glorification of the Lord. Then it becomes first class. Got it? Thank you. So otherwise, it's just a flower without fragrance. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Anything, there are so many things. Question is, there are so many other things are there, and they help us to earn livelihood. And if we are using those skills to render our devotional service, they are required. But knowing they are just for bhukti. Bhukti means livelihood only. But they will not give you mukti. So we have to prioritize our daily activities. Okay, I have to work 8 hours. Yes, I will do that work to earn my livelihood. But that is not the end. So that is why it is mentioned there are 8 things we make our life. 8 things make our life. It is said in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Jaya, so our own body, we have to look after our own body, Atma, and extended body in relation to the body. Atma Jaya, Jaya means one who is closely associate with us, that is wife, Suta, your children, you have to maintain them, Ahagara, you need a place to live, house. So you have to work for that. Agara, Bandushu, you have your relatives and friends. And you have Vahana. So you have your vehicles. You need them. And Rajasu, you need your career. And your bank balance. So these are the 8 things. You need them. But you have to prioritize your things, not just focusing on only one thing, not just pleasing the only society, not just only for the family. Yes, family is to maintain for Krishna's purpose. Everything we have to dovetail centered around Krishna. It's like, you know, on a compass, you put the central focal point and extend your radius. Don't change it. And make different circles. So they will not clash anywhere. But you move your central focal point even to a little bit, even 1 mm, and try to make circles, everything will clash each other. Similarly, in our life, if we keep Krishna in the center, and our livelihood, our family maintenance, our house construction, our bank balance, our friends, status quo, career, everything is centered around to the ultimate goal of life, there is no problem. But missing the central point and doing everything is not good. So that's what we have to learn. That is why we have many devotees in our society. those are the exemplary devotees. They are materially successful, spiritually very much advanced. And they both, we have personal example of Sukadeva Prabhu himself. And like that, so many are there. How they, imbibed both of them and steadily progressing. So both the tracks are required, both the wheels are required. But we put, it's like a common example we give. We have seen back in India, there are horse carts. So there is a horse, you put the cart on it, and they put all the load, and horse very nicely takes it. But you leave the horse, and you put the whole cart on your shoulder, and you put the entire load, and you tie the horse at back. And people say, what foolish are you? You have horse, put that in the front. And Krishna is the one who carries the entire load. So we had to put Krishna in the front. He is Satampati. He is the maintainer of entire devotee, all the devotee community. So he is the original maintainer. Yes, boss may be giving a salary, but the original coming from the Lord. Other than his Krupa, there is nothing going to come. And we have seen during, back in few years ago, India changed the currency. They demolished all the currency and overnight you have to submit. So that time, people have so much money, but they couldn't use it. They couldn't use it. So everything is ordained by the Lord. So that we need to develop. That. So Krishna is the only benefactor. That's where the Sharanagati comes. The six steps of Sharanagati. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Mic not there. So we don't have any qualification. So that qualification, eligibility, everything is given by the spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our endeavor is only following in the instructions. So those instructions are, what are they? Chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles. This and is, what is that verse? Brahmaji says, Tathenu kampa susamik samanina bunjina evatma krutam vipakam. What is the next verse? Next line? He says, Sadhayabhak. So he is patiently tolerating. In between, we are chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles. In between different calamities and different fruits of our past activities are coming, we just tolerate them. Tathenu kampa susamik samanena. So I am just tolerating, then we become rightful heir. So that's our only qualification, is patiently waiting for the mercy of the Lord. Ready to take up? Very good. Hare Griva. Hare Krishna. Tinge of prideness. Yes. Very good. So while following devotional service, sometimes prideness comes. Will Krishna take that pride out or we fall down? Actually, Krishna makes such an arrangement, our false pride, he will smash. He will smash. So he will make us realize, don't be pride. And he sends some examples. some examples and somebody is more advanced or more perfectly doing than us. So that makes us humble. And our pride will go down when we genuinely seeing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Radha Vallabha and our spiritual master, and genuinely developing gratitude what we have around us. So obviously we will not. And there is nothing to become pride in ISKCON society. Because once it is mentioned in the lecture that ISKCON society is so vast, never think you are so expert. There is somebody in ISKCON world is more expert than you. So if you see that, no pride. And devotees are there along with you. They will tell you. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Let's stop here. Date changing. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Yeshi Gauranithai ki. Jai. Satam prasangat namavirya samhitat mahatihuttam nirasahadhinatam.